AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Much of the East Coast will feel the brunt of Tropical Storm Hermine over Labor Day weekend and into next week. Dennis Feltkin is at the National Hurricane Center.
The impacts of wind, storm surge, and heavy rainfall and surf all combining to make it a miserable weekend for folks right on the coastline.
Hermine hit Florida as a hurricane and has caused two deaths, damaged properties, and left hundreds of thousands without electricity from Florida to Virginia. It spawned a tornado in North Carolina and closed beaches as far north as New York. A record-tying earthquake in the edge of Oklahoma's key energy-producing areas has rattled the Midwest from Illinois to the southwestern part of Texas. Oklahoma Corporation Commission spokesman Matt Skinner says the commission is ordering the shutdown of oil and gas wastewater disposal wells following the quake.
We cannot shut everything in at once. Seismologists have long warned us against doing something like that. But we are trying to come up with a schedule that will be as quick as possible.
The quake is expected to bring new attention to the practice of disposing of oil and gas field wastewater deep underground. At least some part of a mystery solved in Minnesota. The remains of a boy who's been missing for 26 years have been found. AP correspondent Amy Forlitti has more.
Authorities in central Minnesota announced that they have confirmed that remains found are those of Jacob Wetterling. Jacob was an 11-year-old boy who was abducted in 1989, and his kidnapping has been a mystery that's captivated folks in Minnesota for decades.
The boy was kidnapped from a rural road near his home in St. Joseph, 80 miles northwest of Minneapolis. A law enforcement official says only that a person of interest led authorities to a field last week. This is AP Radio News. At the Vatican, Pope Francis addressed thousands of volunteers from around the world, including firefighters who rescued survivors from the recent earthquake in central Italy, saying they're among the most precious things the Church has. AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio reports the pontiff has praise volunteers on the eve of Mother Teresa's canonization ceremony.
The Pope, in his speech, made an offhanded remark and said, "We will have the joy tomorrow of seeing Mother Teresa being formally proclaimed a saint." That got a lot of applause, and he went on to ad lib, "She deserves it."
The Minnesota Nurses Association says a strike will start Labor Day at 5 Twin Cities hospitals because contract talks have broken down. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.